Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking this week about moving forward after horrible events have happened in life, in your country, in your environment. The center of it has been what happened in Charlottesville last week. And we've come up with some different ideas around just coping with things and getting through some of the difficulties. Today, I want to talk about the concept of tempering action with wisdom. If you react to people while you're angry, you're going to say things that you regret. It's just true. Whether you're having a fight with your spouse, whether you're having an argument with a friend, whether you're engaging in social media on a controversial issue, if you react out of anger, bad things are going to come as a result because your emotions are dictating your response. Now, if instead of reacting immediately, if you took the time to step back and allow your mind to clear and allow some of that anger to subside, number one, you're gonna increase the probability of avoiding conflict. But besides that, you're going to have time to formulate your thoughts. You're going to think more clearly. And in the end, things will probably work out much better as a result. I can't tell you how many times in work situations I've been there where something goes down and I just want to respond. And I want to respond in the moment. And I want to get something off my chest. And I've realized that it makes a lot more sense for me to just wait, right? Formulate my thoughts, to be with those emotions, let them calm down, and then to come at it from a more practical, more logical standpoint after I've had the opportunity to sort of be with things for a while and digest what it means. You don't want to be that hothead that just reacts. You want to take the time to really think things through before you engage. And so when you get into these polarizing topics like we're seeing in Charlottesville and you're seeing all these people, rather than just having that gut reaction and firing away at somebody verbally, wait, take a step back, think it through, let yourself calm down, and give yourself a couple of hours or a couple of days. And after that time frame, that's when you're going to craft your response. That's when you give your message. And by the way, we talk about relationships. All of a sudden, your significant other comes back and you're very, very angry about a situation. If you need to have the argument right there, I guess you have to do it. But at the end of the day, if you could take a step back and wait, right? You can't take back words. Remember that. Once it's out there, it's out there. But if you are a little bit more thoughtful in crafting your responses, you may not find yourself in a situation where you'd be trying to take back words. And I think that's really what it comes down to. Temper your action with wisdom. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. I'd also ask if you're pulling in the podcast, if you would go to iTunes and just rate us. That would be very, very helpful. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to tie up the discussion we've been having all week about getting past atrocities and horrible situations. And tomorrow we're going to just devote to the concept of being nice. For today, just think about what you're doing before you do it. Temper your action with wisdom.